When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, hopefully you've had a couple days to get that bad taste out of your mouth from Sunday, because guess what? It's Thanksgiving, and the only thing that's getting slaughtered other than turkey will be the Houston Texans, right? Right? Oh, come on. Well, we'll see what happens, but we have the Thanksgiving game, the annual Thanksgiving game that we all love and cherish deeply as Lions fans. So we'll be breaking that down quickly for you here before you head out on your holiday. With the Blue Kool-Aid crew. So sit back, relax, grab that Blue Kool-Aid. It's time for the pod. This is Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, a Detroit Lions podcast hosted by lifelong Lions fans. UJ.
It seems apparent to me that the most intellectual football fans tend to be Lions fans.
Bob.
Stafford is the best quarterback in football. Remember what you saw here. Tell your grandkids. Don't forget.
Red Dog.
I believe we're on the precipice of a new era of Detroit Lions football dominance.
Connor.
Patricia looks like Violet Beauregard from Willy Wonka out there. An absolute blueberry on the sideline.
And I'm your host, Big Z. The media knows nothing. The Detroit Lions 2021 Super Bowl champs. We can't wait for this upcoming season. Relax, it's time for the pod. Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back getting ready for Turkey Day, Lions Thanksgiving football, the annual tradition, and unfortunately an annual tradition as well. The Lions are on the cusp of exiting out of the playoff race. But I'm Big Z, and we got the rest of Blue Kool-Aid crew here. We got UJ.
Hello, everybody.
Red Dog.
You.
And then last but not least, Bob.
Greetings.
So, gentlemen, we come together here to talk about the Lions Thanksgiving game, the annual tradition. Despite no matter how bad they are always playing on Thanksgiving. It's a game that we love and cherish the most as Lions fans, and they will never take it away. They'll have to rip it out of our teeth.
Over our dead bodies.
There's always been talk about. that's better. I like that better. There's always been talk about, you know, people are tired of watching the Lions Thanksgiving because traditionally they have poor record and it's not a meaningful game. But they don't realize how meaningful it is to Lions fans.
That's right.
Right.
We're people too.
Yeah. Keeps America going, man.
And this week the Lions are facing the Houston Texans. So the Houston Texans, one of two teams in the NFL without a permanent head coach. Romeo Crennel is the interim head coach for the Texans. They sit at 3-7, coming off a 27-20 win over the Patriots. And the Lions, of course, coming off their 20-0 loss at Carolina. The Lions are 2.5-point underdogs. The over-under is 51.5 for this game. So just the Texans, a little bit about them. In case you're not aware, Deshaun Watson, obviously their quarterback, really good quarterback, one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Without him, this is just a brutal team to watch. Last week, they only had 55 yards rushing. It didn't matter. They threw for 344 yards last week against the Patriots defense. Wow. Receivers, Brandon Cooks, Will Fuller, Those are the top two receivers, Kiki QT. A lot of speed, not a lot of size, but a lot of speed. So watch out, Jeff Okuda this week, especially on the outside. Will Fuller, especially. Do you think Okuda can match up with Will Fuller? How about Awuorie? Do we think Awuorie? Because Okuda might not even play this week. He was listed as a not participant on the injury report as we record this podcast.
I think Awuorie, you could probably keep up. I mean, those kind of guys, there's a few people who can truly keep up, but I think Awuorie will do a decent job against them.
In a lot of ways, Bob, right? This is like what the Lions just faced last week against Carolina defensively. DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, Robbie Anderson, a speedy wide receiver group. Maybe not with a lot of size, but a lot of speed. And Okuda and Trufant, they got exposed last week.
Yeah, I think the defense, though, they played fairly well. They held them to 20 points. So I think they'll do enough to keep us in the game. And I think we have a lot of pride on our offense, Stafford and the boys. I think they're going to put up some points. So I like our chances.
All right. What UJ, how about you? What do you think?
Are we giving our predictions right now?
No. Talking defense. Yeah. Do you think our defense can hold up?
Yeah. This past defense against this past offense of the Texans.
Well, after they get out of their fetal position, their thumbs out of their mouths after this demoralizing loss last week, they're going to get up and I don't know. I don't feel good about it.
Drink some damn Kool-Aid.
I'm not feeling good about it.
Drink some Kool-Aid.
Red dog.
Plus they're at home, which is usually bad. It's just really bad.
Well, I mean, we won one of every 10 games at home. We're pretty good.
Red dog. Come on. What do you think? What do you think about this matchup?
You know, every passing game is a struggle for this defense. I mean, this secondary is going to continue to be challenged by this team with that speed. But you know, they've been fighting every week. They may not be good at it, but they put an earnest effort in, and they tackle aggressively, and they tend to limit the big plays to some extent. And I see them doing a similar thing this week. They'll give up some, but I think they'll just continue to battle out. And it's the key is will Aquara and the pass rush get some pressure this week.
Yeah. And there is Laremy Tunsil, one of the best left tackles in the game, the highest paid left tackle in the game, Laremy Tunsil for the Texans. So the Lions will have that to go against. The rest of the offensive line is mediocre at the very best for the Texans. Definitely better than it's been in the past. Before we talk about the other side of the ball, just the injury report. DeAndre Swift still going through concussion protocol. Amendola out. Okuda out. Again, this is in the injury report. This is not official for the game yet. Deshaun Hand out. Mike Ford out with a concussion. Kenny Galladay was upgraded to a limited participant, so that's encouraging at least. God knows we need all the help we can get on the offensive side of the ball. And then questionable is Stafford, Hockenson, Marvin Hall, Jonah Jackson, Big V, Jared Davis, Austin Bryant, Will Harris, Christian Jones, Reggie Ragland. That's it.
What happened to Jared Davis? I didn't see that.
He has something with his knee going on. Big V, obviously, that damn foot. Stafford's on there for his thumb. Marvin Hall's on there for his toe. So, Will Harris is on there, so we might miss him. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I know.
You know, that list has a lot of power to really determine the outcome of this game. Like, no matter which way it breaks, like, if enough of those players end up on the wrong side, I don't see much of a chance.
Yeah. So let's flip sides of the ball here really quick. The Houston Texans defense. It is one of the worst, if not... No, it's I'll say one of the worst. I won't say the worst in the NFL. The Jaguars and Seahawks are pretty close to being the worst in the NFL, but the Texans are right up there. They've allowed the second most yards per game. They've allowed the third most points per game this season. So there's a lot to like about this matchup for the Lions, especially in the passing game. But we heard that last week when we were playing the Panthers, and how did that turn out? Worst offensive performance in the Stafford era. So,
Yikes.
I would love to see the Lions personally spread out this defense. J.J. Watt did have 4 pass deflections last week for the Texans, so that was an impressive performance for him. But otherwise, he's been pretty much a non-factor on defense for most of the year for the Texans. But we got to like this matchup, right? I do. This is a defense you can easily have Stafford throwing 3 touchdowns against. They did it against the number one pass defense 2 weeks ago against the Redskins. Maybe last week is just an anomaly and Stafford's going to return to form here. But we need Galladay back and Swift. We need Swift more than Galladay, I feel.
I can see Stafford doing, throwing up 4 touchdowns against any defense on a given day. The problem with this year's team is you just don't know what you're going to get out of this offense. And so it depends on what Stafford and what Detroit offense shows up. That makes me sure. I like it on paper, but we'll see. Paper hasn't been so great for us this year.
Yeah. I like the Lions' chances against this, our offense. It's like Stafford, like when in Rocky II, where Adrian's at the hospital and then she didn't want Rocky to fight. And then he's like, I want you to win, Rock. And then the bell goes off. He's like, Burgess Meredith's like, what are you waiting for? Get out there. And then he goes and trains. I think Stafford's going to do that. And I like the high over under, because in our house on Thanksgiving, whenever the Lions score a touchdown, we do a shot of fireball, and I need my fireball. I gotta get a lot of that going. So I think Stafford's going to light it up. He's going to be embarrassed about last week. And I think Marvin Jones is going to be having a big game. They left a lot out on the field last week, and Hawk too. So it's going to be good. I don't know about our running game. Might be terrible, but we have a good passing game.
Oh man. So you got to be feeling more positive about our offense against this defense, right? 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 Come on, UJ. Come on.
I'm not feeling good about it. I'm really worried. You know what? If they come out running Adrian Peterson up the middle first down, I may just throw something at the TV and just, I don't know what I'm going to, except I'm not going to be at my house. It'll be my, sister's TV, but she'll probably get mad. But I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't know, man. I'm struggling right now. I'm struggling.
It's some Kool-Aid, man. I'm supposed to keep it.
Even Cam Newton last week threw for 365 yards against this defense, and he's been one of the worst quarterbacks outside the first couple of weeks of the
Stafford
season.
Stafford doesn't worry me, but the running game and the play calling worries me. I just hope they do something a little different and just bench Adrian Peterson, make him inactive, please. I'd be so happy if they did that just for this one game.
Because if you go back and look at the film, there's some holes there if he reads the blocking right, and he continuously runs into his own offensive lineman and like creates his own tackle. Basically, it's kind of like when Trent Richardson, but Adrian Peterson's a veteran. He should. I don't understand why he's reading the defense so poorly on his runs. He should be at least averaging 3 yards a carry, not 2 yards a carry. It's unbelievable what we're watching with him right now. It's
too bad. That's not unbelievable. That's unbelievable. They keep doing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's what's unbelievable.
That too. Oh.
Yeah. Just like this is like LeGarrette Blount 2.0.
It is.
It's all over again. It's so similar.
LeGarrette Blount was arguably better. At least he showed a flash here or there. Adrian Peterson hasn't showed a flash since, like, I don't know.
The Bears
when he ran for 90 yards.
I don't know. He always does that one thing where he like makes a sharp cut and you're like, oh man, he's going to, oh, he went nowhere. He got tackled right there. Like, he just looks like he's ready to like do his old thing. And then I don't know.
Yeah. And he's mentoring Kerryon, because I saw Kerryon do that in the last game. He did a cut that he shouldn't have made, where he had like a good part to run. Yeah. He does a little cut and he gets tackled. Like, what are you doing?
Hey, Rud Dog, that last game, how many times did I call the play? Hey, Adrian Peterson, 2 yards, watch. And it happened.
Oh, my God, it was like constantly.
Come on.
Well, we ran for 2 yards on first down, that second down play. You know that second 2-yard run up the middle is coming. I tried to mix it up. I was like, no, I'll be off tackle. No, it was right up the middle for 2 yards.
Hey, we forgot to mention in our last pod, but how about the read option by Stafford?
Yeah, what the hell was that?
In that last game. I'm sorry to bring it. Are you kidding me?
Oh. And that was the funniest option. He like literally did the fake handoff and then like immediately slid to the ground. Like he wasn't.
And he was gonna get killed.
Because part of the thought is they weren't doing deep passing was trying to protect Stafford and his thumb. But then they run him out of read RPO or read option. Just like what the
God. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go back to the last game. We're talking about.
No, I know, but that was a good point to bring up. All right, yeah. So let's talk about this upcoming game. And we've been struggling a little bit in this department lately, but it's time for our ever world famous Thanksgiving edition predictions. So the Lions, as I mentioned, 2.5 point underdogs at Ford Field, 51.5 over under against the Houston Texans, a mighty 3-7 opponent.
Yeah.
So how do we feel about this game? Let's go around. Let's start with the man that needs to drink a lot of Kool-Aid, you, Jay. Let's start with you. What do you got?
Okay.
What's your prediction?
Well, I think... wait. I'm getting my thoughts here. Okay. I think Stafford is going to have a rebound game here. He's going to play pretty good. I think he gets 2 or 3 touchdown passes here. I think our running game is still going to struggle. I really do. And it's going to come down to the last play of the game. And we're going to lose. Oh, no. Wait.
What the
There's
hell?
Going to be a penalty. A penalty. And we get another chance. And then Stafford throws a touchdown to win the game. So I think we're going to win the game the last play on a freak penalty that we didn't deserve, but we got it. And Stafford's going to throw a touchdown pass to Hockenson to win the game by like a point. So I'm going to say like 21-20 Lions win at the last second on a gift penalty.
Oh, my God.
They've broken you. I'm broken, man.
I'm broke, man.
He's sipping his Kool-Aid from a teaspoon, has he?
All right, Bob.
Wow, that was really depressing. But
sorry.
No. This is Matthew Stafford. Come on, this is he's gonna have a great game. I think the white hot national spotlight's gonna be on him. He's gonna put on a clinic. 5 touchdown passes for Matthew Stafford.
Oh,
a field goal that goes through the uprights for our kicker Prater.
What?
We're never gonna punt in this game. And I see us winning 35-21. 5 touchdown passes for Stafford.
Oh, man.
38-21. Sorry. 38-21.
Love it. Yeah, you got the field goal.
That's my field goal.
I'm starting to feel the positivity coming back.
It's going
to
be awesome. And I'm going to be like,
thanks,
Blotto on Fireball. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, baby.
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, my goodness. That's a tough one to follow.
All right, Run Dog.
All right. You know, I too agree that, you know, as bad as last week was, this team does still have some pride. Just like the O-line rebounded into that Redskins game to have a much better performance, I think this offense is going to rebound after that abysmal performance last week. And I think they're going to lean a little bit more actually on the running backs this time, but more involved in the pass game. I think Kerryon's going to get going a little bit, and he's also going to run for 100 yards. Ooh. I think the O-line is going to – the O-line's pissed. The O-line's pissed. Stafford's pissed. He's going to run for 100 yards and a touchdown, and Stafford's going to throw for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Nice.
And then there's also going to be a sack fumble by Aquara for a touchdown. So,
wow.
This is going to be like this is a bad team. I know they got some good players, but this is the kind of bad team, but we're going to have revenge against while we still can because the good teams are still ahead. No, I'm scared. I think it's going to be, so that'll be about 42, and they'll give up 1 pity touchdown at the end to Will Fuller deep for, so 42-7.
There
Lions.
You go.
Wow.
There you
I like go. They're restoring my faith. Keep it up.
All right. So the Lions defense, I think, is going to struggle a little bit against this pass offense of Deshaun Watson and the Texans. It's still formidable. They still have a lot of speed that will give the Lions issues for sure. But I do love the matchup I said this last week, because I'm going to say it again. But I do love the matchup of this Lions offense against this Texans defense. I think it's very porous. And Stafford's going to have a big day here. So Stafford's going to throw for over 350 yards. I'm going to go for he has four touchdowns. It's Thanksgiving. He's going to give thanks to all the Lions fans for watching through this brutal season so far, to say the least. And he'll have four touchdowns. I don't know if Swift plays, he'll get one. If not, I think Prairie will get a couple. So I'm going to go four touchdowns, two field goals, 31-34. So 34-23, the Lions win this game. 34-23, Stafford with four touchdown passes.
Beautiful.
All right.
Is your faith restored, UJ?
I'm feeling better now. I'm feeling better. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, yet again, we all predict a Lions victory. That's four predictions for the Lions to win. It's amazing. What? Every week, every damn amazing. Week, we choose the Lions.
It's got to be uncanny.
It is uncanny.
It's got to be. We should call it Guinness World Record, Book of World Records, see if there's a stat for us.
It's incredible.
Hey, Z, I think we're so confident in this game that nobody would even come into the Lions den this week. That's how fearsome the Lions are this week.
That's right.
That's true. That is very true.
Yeah.
Our loudest roars yet.
It's darkest before the light. Our pick is sharp and our shovels are whatever Ron Marinelli said back in the day.
Oh man.
All right. So I think
Trish is not the hero we need right now, but he's the hero we deserve.
So I think that's going to wrap up our podcast here, our Thanksgiving podcast. So all our listeners, please enjoy your holiday.
Gobble.
Have a blessed holiday, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy some good food. Enjoy some great Kool-Aid with that food. And during this Lions game, the pours will hopefully not be heavier as the game progresses. Maybe it's just nice, even keel. I don't know. But just everybody have a great holiday. We'll be back after the holiday's over with a new podcast. And hopefully celebrating Lions victory, and they'll still be in the playoff hunt at 5-6, right? So they're not out of it. They're not out of it. So math. So thank you everybody for listening. Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter at Drinking Lions. Again, everybody have a great holiday. For UJ, Bob, Rud Dog, I'm Big Z, and last but not least, as always, go!
Down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.